WestPaulMorningShow.com.
You've got mail.
Yes, I do. Let's get it started here. Interesting that a group called Christians, whose existence is based on a fictional book called the Bible, would have a problem about a fictional movie based on the book. That's like an alcoholic complaining about a smoker. Both groups are ridiculous for putting that poison into their bodies, yet they both think what they do is okay. What's next? A live movie about Jonah and the whale and Christians complaining about fish rights? Get over it. Deal with what's happening in the church, like pedophilia, homosexuality, ministers ripping off the church members, instead of worrying about what a director made for a two-hour movie. Stephen Lynn complaining about the movie Noah. What was that all about? Was everybody just upset, up in arms?
Well, the director of the movie is an atheist, and they said that the Noah, people are going out to see Noah based on the Bible story, and it has really nothing to do with it. So I understand where the complaints are coming from. It's because you're taking a biblical story and turning it. But there's no law that says you can't do that.
So he can't tell. He doesn't have a right to tell the story, is what you're saying.
Because he doesn't believe.
Well, Steven Spielberg did The Color Purple. Now, you know what that was all about. Did he have a right to do it? Well, one of the best movies we've ever had.
I think they're just trying to say he's capitalizing off a Christian story that's not really the actual story.
Well, Christians do it. Oops.
I'm sure they do.
I'm a Christian, so y'all don't be tripping. Okay. Good morning, Russ. I just wanted to do a shout-out from Bedfordshire in the UK, listening to you guys while I'm at work. Shout me out, son. That's Sunil Kothari. All right. Wow, well, thank you for that.
That's what's up.
See, people get the app.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong getting this app now.
Worldwide.
You can listen all the time. See, like when we're on in certain markets, the next thing you wake up and the show is gone.
Right.
It don't have to be.
Right.
It's a free app, the Russ Parr Morning Show app. Just jump on it. And if you miss part of the show, you can listen to the show later on, okay?
It runs
the beautiful thing about technology. If we sucked early in the morning, then we're going to suck later in the afternoon. But at least you'll have the ability to have the option to check out the suckness.
Basically.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. I just want to make sure that y'all understand that I understand. Tweet mails came in. We were talking about DeSean Jackson from the Eagles being released and because he allegedly had gang ties. Ace Itis writes, they released him due to his lack of effort on the field.
Mm-hmm.
How'd he give up on plays?
What?
Also due to the $10 million that was due him. Well, listen, there's a lot of guys that give up. You don't know when a cat is, like, taking a playoff. You really
sometimes.
Can't tell. But in a wide receiver position, you can. Because imagine running up and down the field at full sprint
for a
whole hour and your quarterback doesn't throw you the ball.
Every play.
I mean, I think there's certain plays where he got frustrated, and rightfully so. I mean, you had a lot of quarterback changes, a lot of team changes last year. I think that happens.
Randy Moss came out and said, of course you take plays off sometimes.
Yeah, it happens.
And if it was a problem, why did he get a contract extension?
And why did he have his best season?
Mm-hmm.
Here y'all go.
Slick P23 writes, I don't agree how come they kept the racist Riley Cooper on their team?
Mm.
Let me tell you a little insight on the Riley Cooper thing. Riley Cooper, made the comment about how he'd jump over the fence and beat up all the ends' butts and so on and so forth. But everybody that's on that team said, you know, the dude was drunk. There's no excuse for that or whatever. But he was always, like, hung with the black people on the team, you know. And, you know, sometimes people get comfortable. But in that situation, he was trying to be something that he wasn't. So I'm not going to sit up and label the guy the rest of his life. But you do make a point, however. That was kind of swept under the rug. You see a picture of DeSean throwing up a gang sign. All of a sudden, you're a gang member.
Right.
I mean, that was tied with this. They said that he wanted to take action against Riley Cooper. That was one of the stories that was out.
Mm. The only one writes, the NFL is trying to clean up its image. I feel it's ridiculous, and I'm sure that these aren't new associates he has. Look, man, you can go and find some of them good old country boys, man, and hang out with some hardcore racists, but we're not going to judge them. But anyway, you guys can email me anytime you want. That's email russparr@gmail.com. Real simple. I will read every one of them, even if they're critical. If they're real critical, well, we never see the light of day with those. We'll be right back.